Life from scratch. Most people who have had a rough background will admit there's something unsettling about finding happiness after difficulty. That even after we unwrap this gift, we don't know how to stop searching, rummaging, pilfering for something else. We walk haltingly through life, ready for the other shoe to drop. The question is not if, but when. There is a hunger for peace so deeply rooted in me that I cannot trace the origins to any one moment in my life. The foods of my wayward childhood, to those that shored up my teenage years overseas, to others I discovered, helped me learn to love my world as I cooked my way around it. Everything depends on the moment the spice hits a hot pan, whether it sizzles with a mouth-watering fragrance or turns to ash. Once, I thought happiness was the sizzle in the pan, but it's not. Happiness is the spice, that fragile speck, beholden to the heat, always and forever tempered by our environment. Consider the oyster. There are several things to do with oysters beside eating them, although many people believe firmly in that as the most sensible course. Oysters themselves, that is, the living creatures within their shells, can harbor little crabs called, plainly enough, oyster crabs. They look exactly like a normal crab, seen through the wrong end of an opera glass. Square and ruddy and well-fringed with legs and such. They are one of the most delicious, delicate byproducts in the world, on land or sea. It is, perhaps, only a gastronomical coincidence that they seem to be most numerous when whitebait are in season. But the combination so often met with about Christmas time is perfect. Tiny, crisp, fried oyster crabs and little, almost formless fish, about an inch long, piled on plates big enough for humans, but still looking like something prepared for the court of Lilliput. They are served with lemon and parsley, either fresh or fried, and watercress is good with them too. So is champagne. So really is beer, light and cold. I never liked jazz music, because jazz music doesn't resolve. But I was outside the Baghdad Theater in Portland one night when I saw a man playing the saxophone. I stood there for 15 minutes, and he never opened his eyes. After that, I liked jazz music. Sometimes you have to watch somebody love something before you can love it yourself. It is as if they are showing you the way. I used to not like God because God didn't resolve. But that was way before any of this happened.